September 22nd, 2016. Hearing room F, 1 p.m. in the afternoon. I will open an informational meeting, a briefing on a proposed trade mission to China. Before I ask the presenter to present, would those on the phone please identify themselves so we know who's on the phone?
This is Jin Lan, Executive Director of the Committee. I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
All right. Who else?
Roger McKenna with the Portland Business Alliance.
Mary Liu. Mr.
Chairman.
Go ahead.
Mary Liu from Portland State University.
Mr. Chairman, Chin Dennis from KNFA calling from Las Vegas.
Billy Dalto from Salem, Oregon, calling from Romania.
Wow.
Is that pretty much do it? Okay. So to allow those on the phone to know who's here, I would ask those who are to my immediate left to identify themselves. That's those of us that are in Hearing Room F here in Salem, Oregon. Proceed, please.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. This is Speaker Tina Kotek, Co-Chair of the Committee. Hi, everybody.
Representative Dwayne Stark.
Representative Jennifer Williamson.
Over here.
Senator Bill Hansel from Athena, but currently in Salem.
Chris Edwards, State Senator from Eugene.
Chen Ma, non-legislative members.
And?
Beth Riley, committee staff.
And again, this is Peter Courtney, the chairing the meeting today. That's those of us here in the committee room here in Salem. So now we're ready to proceed, I think, with the informational hearing. Jen Long, would you please present, please, this mission to China that has been proposed?
Yes. I report to the committee that starting from November 26th to December 5th, that we're organizing a delegation of Oregon legislators and also business leaders to participate in the 2016 Oregon Legislative Trade Mission to China. And the main goal is to enhance economic trade relations between Oregon and China, especially in the field of sustainable development, tourism, reverse investment, and agriculture. The highlight of the trip will be in Beijing to meet with a Chinese host, Chinese people, Institute of Friendship, and also business leaders. Then we'll visit our sister relations in Tianjin on sustainable development. Then we'll go down to go see the Three Gorge Dam, which is the largest dam in China. That particular segment is really trying to survey how China finances its mega project. Then we'll go to Xi'an. Then lastly, but not leastly, that we'll visit a China National Nature Reserve in Hengshui Lake, which we will learn that how China right now under the Paris Agreement, trying to fulfill its target. Then Oregon can also share its experience and good practice to them. So we're returning on December the 5th.
All right. You still there?
Yes.
All right, because I couldn't, there was something going on the phone. All right, what is it again? September 26th to when? What was it?
November 26th.
Oh, November 26th.
To the 5th of December.
To the 5th of December. All right. You got it all set. All right. Well, now we're in the process of discussion. Is there any discussion about this trip? Senator Edwards, any discussion?
I suppose there should be, shouldn't there?
Yeah, well, I think you should say something, yeah.
I think, so I've been on a number of these trade mission trips in the past. One of the value, so we always have the set agenda every year. It's always a little bit different. But we show up year after year, and in showing up year after year, you build relationships with a number of the stakeholders and officials that we have met with in China. And these have proved fruitful. They've resulted in legislation and joint partnerships between Oregon entities, Oregon businesses, and counterparts in China. And so I highly recommend that we continue that fairly long tradition now at this point and approve this agenda for this trade mission as presented by Jen today.
Senator Hansel, you had your hand up.
Jen, a question. Will the same type, once we're responsible to get there, but once we're there, the various expenses are picked up by our, the Chinese hosts?
Yes, you're correct. But that only applies to the legislative members, not to the business delegates.
Thank you.
Further questions, comments? Well, any final statements, Mr. Genlon, at all, before I go into work session?
I just wanted to add that Oregon Legislative Trade Mission has been going on since 2002. As Senator Edwards mentioned, and that it has been a long tradition. It has really put Oregon ahead of other states. So as you may know, Chinese government has curtailed the sort of reception of other delegations. But this year, I was just in China talking to our host. The Chinese government are still keeping this program for us. So I think that really makes this mission and our relationship with China very special.
I close the informational hearing and open a work session. We're now in work session. Speaker Kotek, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to echo Senator Edwards' comments about the value of this trip. And Chair Courtney, I move that the committee approve sending a delegation to China on a fact-finding and trade mission in November.
The Speaker Co-Chair has moved that the committee approve a delegation to go to China on a fact-finding and trade mission in November. Discussion? Any objection? That motion has been approved. Any other issues or matters to come before the committee at this time? The committee is adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.